What name do you have for the gentle sound that horses make at feeding time?
They call them.
Now, what do you call the sound that the horses make? You know, they go sort of like that. What do you call that?
Wicker. Okay. Yeah, the horse wicker. The horse wicker, it must be hungry.
What do you call a chicken bone that children like to play with, and it's shaped kind of like that, and they can split it apart?
Pool bone.
Okay. What do you call it when hay or clover grows back after it's been cut off? You know, it might grow back.
Mm.
And what would you call that when it grows back?
Call it hay.
Well, would you call it something like a second crop or a second cutting?
The second cutting, that's what
second
that is.
Cutting.
Second
cutting. Okay. What do you call bread that's made out of cornmeal?
Call it cornbread.
And what are some other things that you make out of cornmeal in the kitchen?
Can make them in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Can make dumplings on them.
Okay. And how do you make the dumplings?
You can make dumplings. Lots of people make them different, you know. You can just take my grandma, when I first started to learn how to make dumplings, she take her meal and kind of, you know, scald it a little bit,
mm-hmm.
kind of scald it like that. Then she put her grease in it and her ingredients, what you're going to put in it. Then she roll it up kind of like a biscuit-like and then drop it on top of the vegetable.
Mm-hmm.
And you call them dumplings. They're good, too.
Well, now, what kind of vegetables can you cook them with?
On collards.
Uh-huh.
On collard greens. And turnips.
And what are some other things that are made from cornmeal? What about hush puppies or corn dogs?
Yeah, and hush puppies, too. Yeah, you can. Hush puppies made from cornmeal. That's what they make them out of.
Well, now, how are hush puppies made?
Hush puppies made, now let me show you, a hush puppies is made out of the thing, just like now when you fry the fish,
mm-hmm.
and you fry the fish, and the meal what left off the fish, then you take and you mix it up like that, like bread, and then you fry it right in the grease what the fish in, that's what you call hush puppies.
Okay, fine, so
yes,
these
ma'am.
Are fried fish.
And some people put little onion on, you know, little onion in it when they mix
just
it up,
it up
and flavor it up. Uh-huh. Ooh, Lord, the people buy that thing. Hush puppies and fish. You sell that at restaurants. That's me.
Now, what about corn dodgers? Do you have corn dodgers?
Yeah, you can make corn dodgers too. You're taking now when you make corn dodgers, you're taking and you know mix it up like that, and then just put them in the pan and turn them over. And some people call them corn dodgers. So what you got?
Well, now how big would the corn dodgers be?
It'd be like that.
Would it be sort of a flat cake?
Flat cake.
It's flat.
Flat. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Corn field. What you got? I got corn dodgers.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So you cook them on top of the stove?
Yeah, you can cook them on top of the stove.
Uh-huh. Okay. Let's see now. What do you call cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
I never did. I've seen them cook. My grandma have cooked them. You call that a corn hoe cake. That's what they call them, corn hoe cake.
Okay. Did she wrap it up in anything?
She wrap it up.
What would she wrap it in?
Wrap it up in some kind of thin cloth, like, you know, and put it in there. Because you know you have to wrap it up if you're putting the ashes in.
Yeah, I guess so.
Put the ashes on it, could you?
Well, I guess would she have to wet the cloth so it wouldn't burn, or would it?
She wet the cloth, I think, and let's put it in, you know, well, the dough in there will be wet, you see, when she make the cornbread up, you see.
Oh, yeah.
It's
so
wet already.
Wet, uh-huh.
You see, then she put in the dry cloth, put it there, well, the steam from the meal comes and wet that cloth.
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
then, you see, the ashen thing took it, then when she take it up, then she peel that off. And all the people used to eat it. They say it was so good, but I ain't never cooked none of them.
Uh-huh.
That passed my time of cooking them.
What do you call soft cornbread that's served in a bowl with a spoon?
Mush.
Okay. And how do you make mush?
Just taking